what is going on with our modern day athlete that some of them just can't get it done.
You couldn't cover a three-legged cow.
Losses bring more.
Oh, my gosh. What? You know nothing about MMA, and apparently you don't either.
Oh, I'll bet you 3-1.
Make it simple. I'm not doing anything stupid.
This is Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production.
I would take Bryce Harper, take him to Armenia just to breed.
I gotta tell you, not to be gay, but the guy looked good.
Today's version of Not So Fast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/notsofast. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. Gentlemen, Jono, Jimbo, T.O., I'm Tony. How are you today, folks?
Oh, man. I'm doing all right.
Well, No. That sounds a little under the weather.
He had a glass of whiskey in his hand when I walked in this morning.
And what's the...
No, I'm saying...
I'm really not going to talk about why I'm feeling shitty, but I'm not feeling great about it, but whatever. Let's move on here. What's going on with you guys?
I'm feeling awesome, boys.
Oh, God. You know, I said today...
He's on his happy pills.
Two walks in today. Looks like he's ready to take the floor for Kentucky.
Can I say something?
Are you the sixth man?
Look at these shorts, folks. Folks, he's got on, like, the official team shorts. Just do us a favor. Go buy the jersey, the warm-up top, the whole thing. Just walk in wearing the whole damn thing.
I have an embarrassing story about
just walk in wearing the whole damn thing.
I'm in Vegas.
I mean, you really look like you're ready to take the floor.
I'm in Vegas. I'm walking out of the Cosmopolitan. I have the 2012 shooting shirt on from the Kentucky Wildcat season.
What the hell's a shooting shirt?
It's the warm-up,
Oh,
top.
Jesus.
But it's a nice pullover. You know, I have nice jeans on.
How'd you get it?
Bought it online.
Okay. Oh, so it wasn't official.
No, I mean, it's game issued. It has the authenticity.
Authenticity
barcode. Anthony, nobody. It's just you can buy them, the authentic game issue, whatever.
All right.
So in comes
for
Anthony
all the
Davis.
Wannabes. For all the wannabes?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, okay. Yeah, a 6'2 white guy. I'm
on Kentucky.
That's 32 years old. Yeah, I look nothing like a college basketball player. But in comes Anthony Davis, and I was so embarrassed.
You should have been.
I felt really embarrassed to have that on with him walking in.
Why?
I just felt like a douchebag. So I'm standing there with my buddy.
So he felt like yourself?
I felt very Owens-ish. And
Owens-ish?
He comes walking towards me, and I'm like, I'm going to get my picture taken with him. And I look at my I look at my buddy, and I'm like, should I get my picture? He's like, of course, yeah. Why wouldn't you? And buddy Corey... And I sat there and I think, you know what? I have this 19-year-old kid built up to be a god in my head. I don't need any dreams dashed by walking up to him and telling me to go fuck myself.
That is so prolific, man.
Now would he do that?
Maybe. He might have been creeped out.
I know what he's saying because I met Tony Perez as a Reds fan and as a little kid. And all I remember from him was him telling me on the elevator, why are you staying up so late? Go home. And I was at the hotel, and I was trying to meet these guys. And why are you staying up so late? Why you not go home?
So I walked past Anthony Davis, nodded. He nodded back. His girlfriend, which I was very unimpressed with, smiled back, and that was it. So it was a cool exchange. But like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I would have been geeked up. But the fact that he's 10 years younger than me, and there was a really big chance of him saying, hey, you're
really
a loser.
Cool that
you're
that
a loser.
He really thought you were cool, though, just to walk off like that and didn't say anything. Just you nodded.
Speaking of baseball players in hotels, I remember it being at a charity event with you and us walking out, and there being a lot of kids there wanting autographs.
Of me?
Of anybody probably
not really of you, but once you told them you were a double-A pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals and started signing balls.
Yeah, and they couldn't really read the damn thing either because I was just
who'd you tell them you were?
I don't remember.
I have no idea. I just grabbed balls that these kids would stick out there.
Not the first time that's happened. Well, let's rephrase that.
Right.
You were living the dream.
Just grabbing balls that kids stuck out there.
Just grabbing balls. We were at a nightclub, and next thing you know.
Cut.
Here you go, kid.
Yeah.
There you go, kid. There.
No, but
you know what irritates me, though? I'm going to tell you something that irritates me. I hate seeing Christmas trees, Christmas lights being put up November 1, November 2. Are you goddamn kidding me? I mean, we got Halloween, and I was seeing right behind the Halloween stuff, you got Christmas stuff. And I'm like, dude, we're moving way too damn fast.
But what do you want to do? Thanksgiving isn't that sexy. So there's really, you know, it's not flashy.
Don't start selling shit. There you go with the, I'm going right back to your stuff again, that military before games and all that. I'm saying to you right now, it's so commercialized everything now, man. Just leave it alone.
I will not visit a store unless I know they're closed on Thanksgiving.
Why?
Because I don't want their employees working. It's a day off.
Give everybody a day off. That's horseshit. And that's why everyone's flooded the Walgreens.
they got prescriptions and stuff. You might need your medicine.
Oh, shit. Everyone's grabbing a liquor from Walgreens.
And they got liquor.
Yeah.
Which is also goes with your prescription. You get the right balance, right? You're going to have a great Thanksgiving.
What do you guys think about this Thanksgiving, the football games?
I like that they've done the triple.
Who's playing this year?
Well, you always know it's the Lions and the Cowboys.
Who do they have? I really don't know.
I don't know yet.
Your boy's back. Romo's back.
I know. I'm really excited. He's very optimistic for some strange reason.
I think Dallas has a tough game for some reason.
He's playing. Well, we're playing Miami this week.
Every game's the Thursday
game's a tough one, though.
But whatever he said, he's like optimistic, and it's kind of weird that I'm starting to buy into it.
Really?
I'm starting to
buy. Like he knows something.
Yeah, like he's saying to you that I am going to go, 9-7? He's saying to us that he's going to go 9-7.
Yeah, you guys have the Panthers.
You got the Panthers on.
That's not a tough game.
Yeah, they're undefeated.
You're anti-Panther, and all they do is keep winning.
No, I'm not anti-Panther. I never said I was anti-Panther. I just don't think that they're a legitimate undefeated team. That's all I'm saying.
They're legitimately undefeated.
And you proved me wrong. You proved me on the Denver thing. I bought into it.
Two got us on Denver, yes.
But I definitely think any team that thinks they're going to walk in, they better strap on, because New England is never going to go away.
Oh, God,
Tom Brady says
he's saying he wants to play for 10 more years.
God, make it stop.
And my God, he can do it.
I was going to say,
make it stop for the love of God. Make it stop.
But here's the thing, Tony.
I can't watch it.
I understand that you don't like him, but
no, it's not that. It's just that he's the Camp Mohawk guy, and we're Camp North Star.
It's the system.
He's the fucking guys from Meatballs. And we're Bill Murray and Spaz.
Hey,
that's the rest of us, man.
It's like the movie Stripes where he goes, are those my boys?
those aren't your men.
Those are your men now. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit.
I just can't take it, because even when he loses, he wins.
Yes.
Yeah.
He gets caught.
Listen,
he wins.
Oh,
he loses the Super Bowl.
He's amazing.
Who waits for him in the tunnel? Giselle.
Listen, if you
She's overrated.
Up,
she's overrated.
Whatever.
So, here we go.
Like, you kick her out of bed.
I'm not saying
crackers.
That. I'm not saying that.
This coming from a guy that says Kate Upton's not hot.
She's not.
Oh,
she's going to be a fatty.
Yeah, she's
she
not.
Is going to be huge in
Great.
5 years.
Great, you know that's
what?
In 5 years.
Let me enjoy her right now. And you know,
do you
what?
Agree
you
with
made,
me though?
You made your prophecy with Peyton Manning. It ain't happening on this one, my friend.
Oh, Kate Upton's going to
be. Kate Upton's so hot, man.
Are I'm not saying
crazy?
She's not hot. She's going to be a house in 5 years. Enjoy it while you can.
We just enjoy everything?
Why can't I enjoy her when she's a house?
The problem. Back to the original. Hey, hang on.
Why? What's wrong with that? Like, you wouldn't have gotten with Jessica Simpson before Jenny Craig.
Ooh, actually, those are the chicks you invest in.
Right.
I mean, you could buy cheap stock right there. They're penny a stock. And
no
then,
doubt.
And then you watch them shit all
the,
that
the
way.
The best stock ever to buy in that thing was Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, get
untouchable.
The
untouchable after
I don't
the Clinton
know. What
affair.
About her breath?
That's hurt my
stomach.
You got to come over that.
Who's the country singer? The is it Miranda Lambert?
I don't know. Trish Yearwood?
No,
she's
Miranda Lambert was the one that was a Blake Shelton that he just left for the Gwen Stefani. But her weight fluctuates all the time. I've never seen someone look good and then like.
Wait a minute. There ain't anybody sitting in this room going to be on the cover of Men's Health anytime soon. Let's quit bashing gals whose weight fluctuates.
Hey, let me fat shame
I'm
people.
Proud. I'm proud.
You are a fat shamer.
He
you
just
are.
Loves drugs.
Let me fat
Jesus
shame these women.
Hey, back to the original point.
Which was
enjoy
what?
It while you can. It's
yeah,
this Tom Brady cat. Look up winner, and there's his picture smiling.
No,
and the problem
no
is, that's what he is.
It's
and
almost like he's been. Almost like a deal with the devil.
What's amazing, though.
He's a good-looking guy.
It is a deal with the
he's
devil.
He's got a hot chick. He's the all-American kid.
Ronaldo or Brady? Who would you be?
Wait a minute. I'm not even done complimenting this guy. This guy single-handedly told the commissioner, I'm going to get you fired. And commissioner, he almost got him fired. I mean, the whole
he's
NFL.
He's untouchable.
Yeah, he's untouchable.
He's Elliot Ness. He's untouchable. And here's the other thing about the guy. You know, yeah, he's a football player. He'll go out and shoot 69 on a legit golf course.
Makes it worse.
There is no doubt in my mind.
Wasn't he drafted also? Baseball
I think
player?
I
makes it worse.
Listen, here's the thing, though. This guy can do anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be a bit
matter
surprised.
Fact, matter of fact, I think he should get on a plane to Armenia to start breeding our women. With Bryce Harper.
I'll tell you what, you want to send Harper and Tom Brady over
right
there.
Right there. That's two right now.
And then this two? You want this two to go or T.O.?
No.
I thought you were
If you could load their cargo.
Hey, speaking of two.
Trying to keep the bloodlines pure.
Whatever it takes to help
speaking
out.
Speaking of two.
No kidding. We got enough of you.
Whatever it helps to help out Armenia.
I saw your guy that you should be aspiring to be, the original two, Terrell Owens, on a game show the other day. A, the guy still looks like he could play. Okay?
He's chiseled, isn't
and
he?
And B, he's a fun guy.
Here's
the thing. He got a bad rap. I think these agents sometimes are just as responsible for these issues as these players.
A female friend of mine was very close with T.O.
Jesus.
No, they...
What
where,
nothing?
Where did
nothing
you find
but
this?
Nothing but great things to say about the guy.
Female friend.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
But great things to say about him.
Here we go.
So, well, he had to pay $600.
Really?
For
you know?
It.
Hey, huh? It's that friend of his from the Niagara Falls area.
Niagara Falls.
I want to know which idiot does that. By the
way, look at the look on his face. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what that means.
Who the hell grabs a barrel and says, "Today's the day"? Go over this Niagara Falls.
Did you ever know the first person to live was some old lady who grabbed a barrel and did it?
What the hell would make you do that, man?
I have
they
no
just
clue.
Grab a barrel and they just jump over.
Hey, have you ever been?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
I've never done it.
We took the kids to Cooperstown to play in the baseball
And you guys
tournament.
All jumped it?
No. But we went to Niagara Falls to check it out. So we got on the ship. That is amazing. The power.
I know.
Oh.
And it's not man-made either. You know, that's the cool thing.
You think Tom Brady could stop Niagara Falls?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. I think he could split.
He could jump right over and left.
I think he could split the sea there.
So what's amazing about Brady is how does a guy that has such a mediocre college
I'll
career.
I'll tell you. I think I can explain
and
this.
And he goes
because I was there. I happened to be there when it happened.
He goes to the combine. And
what did you
and
do?
Nobody.
I didn't do anything.
All right. Big on him. You know?
Stop. I got to hear this.
All what T.O. just said is true. It's all true. It's irrelevant but true.
Tony and like.
Wait a minute, how was his college career relevant?
The guy he was okay.
There's a close chance that he doesn't
Time
get drafted.
Here.
Yeah. I mean, but again, he was okay.
We're going to hear Walter Mitty's story coming up here.
No. There's no Walter
Tony
Mitty
educate
about it.
Us. Tony, educate us.
I had to cover Super Bowl 36.
Oh, well. Now you're here with
From
us.
From your living room?
No.
Hey, he goes from covering Super Bowl 36 to hanging out with us.
Oh, shit.
Boy, has your star.
I never even heard this one.
So Tony, Chris Berman, Dan Patrick, and Keith Oberman
and now,
are in New Orleans.
Now it's Tony, T.O., Jimbo, and Jono.
So us Super losers. Bowl, Super Bowl 36.
Tell us about it.
Remember, he wasn't even going to get to play except for
Bledsoe
what they
got
did
hurt.
To
Bledsoe had the ruptured spleen against Pittsburgh. Okay. That fucking goon hits him on the sideline and ruined my love for the
Tom Brady in that game was okay. And then the Rams in the last series made him one of the heroes of all time. After the game, they have these media rooms in the bowels of the stadium. And they brought the Rams players in who were absolutely shell-shocked. They almost could. The only one who could really speak was Marshall Faulk and Kurt Warner.
And they were saying things like, man, they knew that play was coming. They knew.
They weren't saying that, but they were able to articulate something. And then, because that was not the way the game was supposed to go, they had nowhere to put some of the Patriot players. They had to bring them into the Rams sort of area, usher the Rams out.
Wait, a Super Bowl that didn't have an area for the
The Patriots were 10-point dogs that day.
They just weren't expecting it. And they brought Tom Brady in, and he looked like a deer in headlights. He looked like he has no clue what just happened to him. Everyone's firing questions at him, and I'm standing there looking at this kid going, his life just changed. He just won the Super Bowl. And from that moment on, it has almost been all cloudless glory for this guy.
I don't know what it is about them.
It was at that moment that he became a star, and he ran with it.
They seem to me to be the Teflon Don because, A, you know, they have trouble with the NFL. It all seems to go away one way or another. And I don't even, you know, we can argue all day long about Deflategate and the video.
Shit goes on.
You know, again, my thing always with all those types of things are where people want to come out and say they're not a big deal. If they're not a big deal, then why are they against the rules? So that's number one. But number two, have you ever noticed this, though? Two things. And I hate to say this because he's such a clown, but you got to give it to the head coach. They take guys that you've never heard of and make them good.
They take guys that you have heard of that have sucked and make them relevant.
There's another
unreal.
But have you ever noticed, too? And then add in, and I'm with Jono on this. I would bet my life that he's made a deal with the devil. They get every call. That Super Bowl drive should have never happened. That guy was in bounds, and they stopped the clock. Why did they stop the clock? I mean, it's unreal. Everything goes their way. You got the tuck rules developed because of something that
because
happened.
Because of that, him.
You've got, you know, like I said, the guy was inbounds clearly, and the referee comes over and stops the clock.
Stops the clock.
It's unreal.
With a team with no timeouts.
That call against the Raiders.
The tuck rule. Unbelievable. Changed his life.
That way, that thing was... Whose goddamn thing
there's
just
a beep
going.
Oh, we got the soundboard today.
No, hit no sound.
All right, I'll hit no sound.
There you go.
There we go. No sound.
There we go. Our Emmy award-winning guy behind the
come
behind
on.
The keyboard there. That play really messed me up because
you lost your train of thought, didn't you?
No, I mean that play. You look was
like
it against
it was
Al painful. Davis or
it was against the Raiders?
Yeah. Davis was.
That
lying.
Was that personally against Al?
The call?
Oh, I see
the
what
call.
You're saying.
The call because Al Davis was never one of those puppet owners, and the commissioner hated Al Davis because every owner had a thing with Al Davis, and Al Davis was subjected to the NFL.
Okay, so John,
by
are
their
you
rules.
Saying? Are you actually saying on air that you believe that there are, for lack of a better term, there are instructions sent to head referee? Don't forget, this guy's a pain in our ass.
Tom Donahue, the guy from the NBA.
We've seen
okay,
it last
but that was
year,
more of a gambling
Tom.
Thing.
He was saying, a gambler. It wasn't coming from the league.
No, you're right. No, hang on. He did mention... Did he mention that there were instructions of we need this?
They would have meetings before
that was
the
basketball.
Yes.
Yes.
They would have meetings before playoff games and talk about how the previous games were called and say, hey, you know, give player A, you know, that hand check.
That's
let
right.
that go.
So to that point, now when you hear something like that or you hear Jono say, you know, was this against Al Davis and that, you know, first thing that comes to mind is, oh, come on. That's crazy. That's crazy. But didn't everybody think Jose Canseco was crazy when he came out and said...
When he came out and said that, Dan Patrick pleaded with him on the air...
What Canseco
to
come
not,
out and say?
When
the
goes,
steroids.
The very oh, first okay. time, yes. he goes, Dan, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to out everybody. And Dan Patrick on the air pleaded with him, don't do this. Jose, you don't want to do this. On Mike and Mike, the same thing. Greenberg and
Major League Baseball pay him to shut the fuck up then?
They didn't have any control over him. They didn't have any
You're
control.
Telling me if they gave him a $20 million check, Jose Canseco wouldn't have shut
no,
up? He wrote the book for money.
No, he wrote it on principle. He didn't care.
Oh, yeah. Jose Canseco, the man
care.
Of integrity.
No, he didn't care. Everyone pleaded with him not to do it. Everyone laughed at him and said, oh, okay.
Why that doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't the media want these names to come out? Why would they want it shut up?
Because it's going to, I mean, baseball.
No, there's no about it. Everyone wants a story, and I don't understand where you guys are saying that.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I've got to be honest with you. I don't remember that.
I remember
ESPN
it very well.
ESPN has the baseball deal. Yeah, I mean, you look at some of these things where baseball was, the home runs were through the roof. It was the glory days of the game. Canseco comes out and busts these heroes.
I'm telling you right now, if he had names, I would be one of the first guys knocking on the door to say at that time.
Yeah.
Give them to me.
I'm not saying it's
me.
All media.
I'll work with you.
Not all media, but I could see guys with an interest from ESPN trying to shut the door on that shit.
Well,
without a doubt.
Well, yeah, because of the ratings for the game. But here's the deal. So he says that this stuff's going on, and if I'm not mistaken,
did you guys read the book?
Well, he was upset because he felt like he should have still been playing and nobody would sign him. Remember? Well, that was the
he felt he was blackballed.
Yes, he was blackballed. Now he was a clown.
Sure he was.
He was a clown show.
The book's great.
His brother Ozzy was a bigger clown.
He was a clown.
Were they twins?
But in all this deal, he has been honest about it from the get-go.
And probably has more credibility than any of the guys.
There's a lot of guys. Listen, there were a lot of guys embarrassed on national television.
So, you know,
hey, my favorite of all that, and you guys might remember this. Do you remember Sammy Sosa saying,
let me tell you a story about this jackoff.
Saying, hey, you tell me, I'll go take a piss test right now. And then the guy comes back the next day and says, we can go right down the street. I can't do that.
Let me tell you a story about this jackoff. Sammy Sosa, who the Chicago fans just love and adore.
He was a tool.
He is beyond a tool. First of all,
him and McGuire single-handedly, Albert Bell too, saved baseball.
That's
so
true.
Go ahead.
No, you're right. Keep going. Not okay. Yeah, from a rating standpoint, absolutely.
I mean, they had lost
and
okay,
selling
but
tickets.
I'm not going to talk. Go ahead.
And selling tickets. They Sammy Sosa. Not only was he on steroids, not only was he using a corked bat.
He did do that.
Okay. At the same time.
They
steroids,
all did,
corked bat, and maybe they all did that. Here's the one that gets me. And this is straight from the club, from the Cubs clubhouse. He would have their uniform guy take his jersey, rip out the seams to the sleeves, and then stitch it back up so the sleeves were tighter, so his muscles looked even bigger.
You know what, though, Jimbo? I'm telling you right now, we all did stupid stuff like that when we played softball.
When you played softball. Not when you played Major
League
Baseball.
Yeah, but we did it just so people would look at us and say, he's a big guy.
What'd you do? What'd you do to make it look
ridiculous?
Stupid stuff like that where you roll the sleeve up.
No.
Did you ever do like the Ultimate Warrior tassels, like tie up the bands?
I didn't do that.
No, but in football you did do that, and
exactly.
We wore the half shirts and so forth. So, yeah.
Well, you were a half shirt player?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't have near as a problem with his uniform as I do with the – listen – the very first article I ever read that made you wonder was there was an article, and I want to say it was Sports Illustrated. The guy, they were doing the interviews, and they were saying, hey, what's going on in spring training? And he said, all I can tell you is this. Juan Gonzalez has shown up to spring training. His waist size has went down 4 sizes, and he has gained 35 pounds.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that.
Doesn't happen.
I will never forget that.
Doesn't happen.
Back to Canseco real quick. The one thing
plus,
that sticks
Sammy
out to me.
Sosa looked like Kid and Play when he came up.
He did have fresh haircut.
And he was skinny.
Really? What about Barry Bonds?
No, well, that's my
he
point
was. A
was
reed.
No, my point. Yeah, exactly. I mean, these guys were skinny.
You know, Canseco was A-Rod's hero growing up. They were from the same area in Miami. And Canseco did a lot for A-Rod.
No, he did a lot
as a kid. Hey, but they talk about a part.
Get over here and take down your pants.
this is funny.
I got a needle for you.
Canseco's talking about a party, and he was the first one to out A-Rod. And a lot of it was because A-Rod tried banging his wife at a party that Canseco was throwing.
You always
remember his
with
wife?
Shit like that.
If it's salacious.
It was in the book. It was in the book.
Yeah, you read Juiced. If it's salacious, though, it sticks with T.O.
Oh, it's unreal.
Hey. It's incredible.
Did you get a good look at his wife?
Oh, she was good looking.
You'd have took a run at her.
Well, so here's the thing.
You'd take a run at her.
Is she going to blow up like Kate Hudson in 5 years?
No, she might blow your head off with her squeezing arms, but... Then Canseco goes on to talk about how...
Something wrong with their arms?
A-Rod's into bodybuilders.
Okay.
A-Rod is into very, physically fit, big, Madonna.
Yeah, his ex-wife looked, yeah.
But he's into all these girls that are, like, freakishly
shape. Boy, have you seen her lately?
Shape.
Who?
Madonna. It's over.
Well, she's 60. It should be.
It's over.
Yeah, come on.
It's over.
What do you
I trend older, and it's over.
There's some gals like that look good.
Let's talk about Tony's trending older.
I trend older.
Do your read, and let's talk about Tony turning older.
I got to tell you, folks, if you love the show, give us some love. Next time you're going to buy something at Amazon, well, before you do, go to our website, notsofastpodcast.com, and just click the Amazon banner. Can you do that, boys?
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
It doesn't
Christmas
cost you.
Christmas is coming.
Yes.
Everybody shops online.
Everybody does. It doesn't cost you anything, and we get the credit for that referral, and it helps us keep this little program on the air.
And
there
you
go.
Know what? If you're a guy that just drives around, if you're getting kicked out of the house and you need a good audio book, they're the best. They're the best. There's like 3-4 hours you could kick back. Just drive around and enjoy a good audiobook.
You can listen to your heart's content. All right, don't forget our website, notsofastpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Not So Fast Show. Boy, Jimbo, do we have a lot of Twitter followers.
Thank you to everybody for following us on Twitter. We're enjoying the interaction. And don't forget, tweet at us, let us know what you like. We did have a question for Jono.
Oh, yeah?
We got a follow.
Okay.
He heard you talking about it. He is
more upset than you are that Condoleezza Rice is on the committee for the college
football.
Well,
I don't think he's more upset than me because I think she's a war criminal myself.
Are you
and
stroking the lamp?
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, you're giving the lamp.
No, actually, I'm just strangling the lamp here.
How much did you drink this morning?
Wow.
I had a couple.
So anyway, go ahead.
But in any case, Condoleezza Rice does not belong part of the committee, and she does not belong at St. What is that? Augustine or that the Masters Club? What is that called?
Augusta.
Oh, Augusta.
Augusta, yeah. She doesn't belong in that group either.
Why and not?
What did she do? What has she done?
I'm just asking, why not? Like, what's the reason?
Well, because, you know what? The whole political spectrum of the whole Iraq thing where she kept going around telling all the countries.
So no politicians, and that's your point.
If you're correct about it, but if you go around telling the whole world that there's a chemical bomb that Saddam's got, a dirty bomb that he never had.
So the weapons of mass destruction claim is
there's over 7,000, 8,000 dead Americans that she's part of that. And also what's happening now in the Middle East, I contribute her and her boss, W. So, you know, I don't think you deserve anything in this United States anymore.
I haven't heard
Get
his
the
name.
Hell out of this country, for one, all right? I'm
Glad
sick and tired of your bullshit.
You
People have
of...
died because of you, you stupid little... Okay, go ahead.
All right, so that's Listener Less.
He censored himself.
Hey, yeah,
he censored
did
himself.
Censor. So
that's, now back to our
so that's,
question.
Yeah, that's Listener Less. So thanks for the thanks for tweeting that.
Yeah, thanks for tweeting that out, making me more pissed than ever.
So hey, that,
but I'm
so,
glad he agrees.
Yeah,
with me.
But there's an example though. Listener Less tweeted one hit. So you know, for all of you out there, you know, tweet at us. I think Less may have personal messaged us, so it's no problem there. But you can do it either way. But
yeah,
really enjoy the interaction on Twitter. And a lot of the retweets.
And you can also email at info@notsofastpodcast.com. And, of course, find us on Facebook, facebook.com/notsofastshow. By the way, Facebook, Jono here last night, he posts a lot of things to the Not So Fast Facebook page.
You like that one with me and you fighting?
I love that one.
That was good.
Center ice.
You know I won.
I love that one.
I checked it out. I think I won. Or I wouldn't have posted it. All right, yeah, go ahead.
You posted Nick Saban.
Yes, and I'm so excited
Dick,
about this topic.
I got to tell you, I wish the two of you were coaches.
Why?
But here's why. Because I'd love to go to your press conferences.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine how much fun your press conference would be, especially after a loss.
I think I agree with everything Nick Saban said here.
Well,
I mean, go ahead, play
let's
it.
Take a little listen here. Let's take a little.
Let's see what the people think
of it. Let's take a little listen. Here's Saban at his weekly press conference.
Nick, just in terms of their quarterback, obviously has some Division I or FBS experience playing at UAB. What have you seen from him?
He's a very good player. You know, he's a really good player, and he does a great job with their offense. And you know, these teams that are typically the best teams in their division are really good teams. And you all may be taking the week off, this week, but I'm not. And a lot of people take a lot of things for granted, and I get asked questions like, well, how important is it for the young guys to get to play this week? Well, how in the hell do you know they're going to get to play? I mean, what makes you think that you can just assume that they're going to get to play? Because you're assuming that the other team is not very good? They do have a Division I quarterback. He plays like a Division I quarterback, and they're very, very productive on offense, and they do a great job of executing what they do. And
can
who is
you pause
he selling
that for
one? We're paused.
I like to say, how humbling is this for your team to hear this in the locker room and go, you know what, this is not going to be a gravy game. This team's coming out for us. And he's made them out like this. And and it may not be as dramatic as he's made. By all means, it's not. But the way he's making it out to be is we've got a Pearl Harbor invasion coming up.
They
here.
Lost to an FBS
well,
team
it's
in 2012.
Going, it's
coming
up.
It's
coming
up.
Here. Okay.
I haven't heard this.
But look how suddenly he's making the media feel bad about themselves.
Well,
about how...
Is he making the media feel bad, or is he making sure that his players get the message of
"do
not
both.
Look"?
Like, I
yeah,
think
he's
both.
Yeah, sure.
He's made
you know the
media,
coaches,
he's made the media now think maybe there is something behind this. Go on, hit it.
No,
right
no,
now.
Yeah, because you know they like to take a shot at the media, of course.
Well, now keep in mind he is scheduled Charleston Southern, second to last game of the regular season, and the week before they play Auburn.
Right. Okay.
There's a reason Charleston Southern is the second to last.
Let's get healthy.
Get healthy.
All right.
If we don't play good against them,
You all don't remember the Georgia Southern game, do you?
There it is.
I don't think we had a guy on that field that didn't play in the NFL, and about four or five of them were first-round draft picks. And I think that team won a national championship, but I'm not sure. And they run through our ass like
no,
shit.
No, not yet. Let it go.
Man, and we could not stop them. Could not stop them. Could not stop them.
Rewind that part. That's a great redneck slogan. I got to use this sometime.
He mentions this in his book.
All right, let's play it again. Here. Let's see if I got it right.
Just that part.
I think that team won a national championship, but I'm not sure. And they run through our ass like shit through a tin horn, man, and we couldn't.
Like shit through a tin horn. So what does that mean?
I love it.
Can anyone explain?
I think I'm going to use that at a bar next time.
Can anyone explain shit through a tin horn for me?
I don't know, but it sounded good.
It did sound good. I mean,
I want to use that.
I want to.
I'm going to use that with my 13-year-old.
I can't wait to use this now. You got to use this on the Little League.
I'm going to. So, boys, they just ran through us like shit through a tin horn. My parents will.
In his book, he talks.
I would
about
never do that. By the way,
addressing his team the following season after that loss, and he says, "Do you want to be remembered as a 2012 team? Those guys, yeah, they're going to be in town driving their Lexus, driving their Mercedes, driving the BMW, and the hot girl's going to pull up next to him and say, hey, weren't you one of those fucks that lost to Georgia Southern last year?" He goes, yeah, nice Super Bowl ring, nice national championship ring. They'll be remembered as the team that lost to Georgia Southern.
Hey, finish this off. Finish this off. There's only got 20 seconds.
Could not stop them.
Could not stop them.
Could not stop them.
Could not.
Because we couldn't get a look in practice. We didn't practice it right. All right, and everybody said the same thing in that game. Y'all took a week off. All right, this wasn't important. All right, so it's not important to anybody else. It's got to be important to the players, and it's got to be important to us.
You notice he's not taking any.
Everybody gets all excited about the beginning of the season. You know, you get excited about getting married. All right, but after you're married for a while, you know, you got to have a process to make it work.
Oh, is he damn right about that? Well, is he right about that?
There is nothing better than a college coach giving it.
This is the best.
Because here's the deal. The media forgets that they're kids. I don't care. I know they're young men, but they are still
kids. They're still kids.
They have to be like my favorite all time. That was really good. I'm with John on this.
We got a little bit more.
I love it, but let me tell you. This reminds me. I loved, and his name's escaped me. The guy from Oklahoma State that
Gundy.
When he went after the guy, one of my all-time favorites. One of my all-time favorites.
Beautiful. All right, Nick.
And no matter what happens, we need to have a process to make it work. And every game that we play, can't assume anything. I don't even know what you asked me, but I just wanted to say that.
It's beautiful. That's why I would wish you two were coaches. Could you imagine, Jimbo had to address the media after one of his T-ball games?
Yeah, he'd
be
over.
I think with him, though, with Jimbo, I think it's more he would lay it on his team. They didn't play good or whatever. I think if they lost, Jimbo would go that route.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But
me, I would blame the whole system. I would blame it from the janitor that they got crazy in the locker room and when we couldn't have a rest between sessions and stuff.
Well, listen, I can tell you this. This kind of goes back to our conversations about Pinkel and this and that. You know what? As a fan, you get upset when the team's not doing. These guys care about these players, and they are trying
100%.
To help them become
men. Yes.
I heard,
and this is no plug on Kentucky basketball, but a lot of these guys go to Kentucky, they're part of a family, and they don't mind scoring 10, 11 points. These are all American players that score around 35 a game.
I'm glad you brought this up.
And what they do when they get to Kentucky, they spread the wealth around. Because the coach tells them, look, I know you're not going to be here all 4 years. I know it, and God bless you. You need to take care of your family and all that. So the guys work together. Everyone gets a piece of the pie there, and they all go NBA.
Two things. Calipari is doing a read on Mike and Mike. They're interviewing him. In 30 seconds, he names 22 players that played for him. That's a guy that cares about his kids. That is impressive.
Well,
but here's the bigger thing I want to talk about, because it goes back to the media and the kids. And at the end of the day, these people are kids. So yesterday, the number one shooting guard in the country commits to the University of Kentucky.
Oh, I knew
there
it.
There we go.
No, I knew it. No, found a way.
No, wait.
He found a way.
This has nothing to do with about Kentucky. It has to do with sports radio and the media. Okay. So this kid's from Arkansas, Bentonville, Arkansas.
an announcer that does Arkansas University sports. I don't know if he's their football, basketball, whatever. He makes this statement. For 2 to 3 years, he played the situation. Don't tell me he didn't play it up. Favors were done, wheels were greased. I don't think anybody broke any NCAA rules, but favors were done. People helped because they wanted to help this kid to be a Razorback. He's nobody. He will become a nobody to most Razorback fans. He needs to get out. He needs to move out of the state now. You better move. That is about a 17-year-old kid, an adult that works for the University of Arkansas.
That's going to Kentucky.
Telling a kid, well, he needs to move because he is going to a school that's going to get him to the NBA in a year.
Well, I
sing your fight song now. Come on.
I don't know it.
What?
I don't know the fight song.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you would
for
be.
For Lord's sake.
These fans embarrass me.
Crying out loud.
This is not
these
about,
fans embarrass you.
Hey,
you're wearing a Kentucky.
I don't. I
you
have
look
all my,
like super fan.
I have
over
all
here
my teeth.
All right, turn that shit off.
Yeah.
But, so, hey, but here, whether
it's Kentucky,
it,
whether it's North Carolina, whether it's Duke, where this kid goes, no adult should tell a kid they need
right
to move.
You should never, ever, ever be upset at a kid for deciding where he wants to go to
and
college.
And what's best for
now,
him.
I would say this. We don't know the whole story here. I don't hear that very often. Typically, coaches do take the high road. For this guy to say this, doesn't that lend you to believe that maybe he was played, led to believe some things, maybe lied to? I mean, don't you believe something had
he's
to happen
almost
there?
He's almost admitting that Arkansas did illegal shit for this kid's family.
Well, there you go.
I mean, like, you're but here's the point. You were okay with it when you thought he was going to go to Arkansas, but
well,
then when
hey
he doesn't, drop the hammer on the kid.
Hey, I've said it 1,000 times.
I've had enough of this conversation.
Remember way back in the day when Illinois got in trouble for their recruitment of LaFonso Ellis?
Was it Deion Thomas and LaFonso?
Who the hell remembers that?
Okay, but hang on.
I
do
because I saw Deion Thomas roll up in one of the Blazers.
But here's the deal. And I've said this 1,000 times. Notre Dame's the one that turned him in, right? So here's the deal. If he was offered – listen, if LaFonso Ellis from East St. Louis, Illinois – was offered all this stuff to go to Illinois and didn't take it and went to Notre Dame, what did he get to go to Notre Dame? No. He wasn't leaving all that on the table.
No. So, Notre Dame did very well. And he did very well going there.
You can't speculate
I almost
that.
Saw it.
Come on. No, honestly, wait a minute here. He might have known some shit was going to go down at Illinois.
Illinois
going to lose
this, right?
And he's going to lose everything that he's got, like playing basketball again. If it's out, so, like, during that time, too.
Deion Thomas got Iowa. Bruce Pearl was an assistant at Iowa.
Wasn't SMU just going through some shit, finishing up on some big-time tribulation that was
yeah, they had just gotten off the death penalty.
Right. And you think that Illinois knew something was going to happen, and they said, hey, you know what? I don't think
it
this
did
was
happen.
I know that, but I'm saying to you right now, you can't be here. You can't be here. You got to go. There's too much trace here with you being here now.
So that's not what happened.
Bruce Pearl being the one that turned him in at Iowa. I was with a
with Iowa. Who turned him in at Iowa?
Bruce Pearl. When Bruce Pearl was an assistant at Iowa, he is the one that got Illinois in trouble.
Okay.
He's the one that made the complaints to the NCAA.
So you don't think Illinois knew this was going to
happen? Who has now been in how much trouble?
A ton.
Yes.
So
there you go.
I'm at a small airport in Tennessee or Georgia. We're flying in. We get
you're
off the,
everywhere.
We get off the little plane, and I'm with a guy that's an Illinois booster who's went to Illinois. Bruce Pearl gets off the jet and is walking into the little airport. And this guy's face is bright orange. Like something you've never seen before. And I walk over and just shake his hand because I'm
a
basketball
guy?
Fan. Pearl?
No, he's a big guy. He looks like a linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, he's
all right.
So he walks over, shakes hand, pleasantries, very nice guy. Guy next to me refuses to shake his hand. Awkward as awkward could be. Hates him because he was an Illinois alum, huge fan, and he blames Bruce Pearl for setting back the Illini program
in
the early 90s.
Pains like that just don't go away, my friend, because just last year I started dealing with the Jackie Smith issue in a positive way. I mean, he dropped that ball.
Really?
A bad pass.
That took you about 30 years.
That was a bad pass.
It took you about 30 years.
Will you ever admit that?
What the hell is he talking about?
Let's concentrate on Jono, though.
He's a complete buffoon.
Dealing with it in a positive
manner.
That's progress.
That pass was
no,
perfect,
no, no.
Though.
Progress would be him admitting that Staubach threw the ball
are you
low.
Insane?
The guy was wide
are
open.
You
hit him in the chest.
Are you insane? There is something wrong with you. Do not even go that route.
Don't you do
Staubach
it.
Staubach threw that pass. That's
perfectly.
My point,
maybe
though.
That's back then. I'm not going to let Jackie Smith still go.
No.
Go ahead.
You're
go
making
ahead.
Progress.
I'm going back to goddamn counseling now.
Continue your progress. You're yeah. making good strides.
No, progress would be you admitting that Staubach threw
a poor
pass.
He couldn't have thrown
pass.
It any fucking better.
You know how many times Staubach said it was his fault?
A lot.
Just to
a
make
thousand.
The moron feel good.
Oh, boy.
Just to make the moron feel good so he doesn't jump off a goddamn mountain where he belongs.
Dave, for you listeners, the listeners of this program, Not So Fast, we got to remind you, Audible is offering a free audiobook download. You get a 30-day free
Maybe
trial.
There's an audiobook on him dropping that ball if they there go
could,
to the site.
There no, could maybe be. There's audiobook on Staubach throwing a shitty pass.
That's the Roger Staubach story. Subtitle, I threw
to
a crap
goddamn
press.
Bullshit stuff that you
So we personally recommend, check out some of the titles. I mean, again, I've told you for weeks, go listen to The Martian, man. It's an unbelievable book. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/notsofast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/notsofast for your free audiobook. Hey, baseball fan, Jimbo.
Yes.
We got Cy Young Award winners.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
Here's the thing. You're going to talk about Cy Young. It's going to send me to another award.
What's that?
A good friend of mine tweeted this out yesterday, and he is dead on. How the hell does Madden win Manager of the Year? For starters.
I thought we were talking about Cy Young.
Okay, but yeah, he's got the Cy Young Award winner on his
yes.
team, right?
Rookie of the Year.
He's got the Rookie of the Year on his
yes.
team.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
They finished third.
And they finished third.
Didn't he only have two players over the age of 26 in his lineup,
Who
though?
Gives a shit?
Yeah, really.
Impressive.
He's got a point. What do you mean?
Mike Trout and Bryce Harper. How old are they?
I'm just saying. I
22,
mean,
okay. 23.
Putting all these young guys together,
oh,
that's impressive.
Give me that
you
bullshit.
Know what? If
Let me
they
tell you
go
something.
Older,
play your Matheny card.
Then we
I am going to play the Matheny card. No Holiday.
Here it comes.
Look at all the injuries this guy dealt with, and they have 100 win. Listen, we all of us in this room were in the lineup.
Ought to be a drinking. Hey. Every time he says, listen.
Every one of us
well,
was in the
you'd be Jim, unconscious hey, by now.
Every one of us every one of us was in the lineup for the Cardinals at some juncture this season and they won 100 games.
He's got a point.
Unbelievable.
Man. I would like to know how many fantasy players came out of the Cardinals lineup.
They had two guys that didn't even put Matheny on the ballot.
Oh my
do you,
Lord.
Do you think Houston's manager got jobbed more though? The job that was done there with I mean, they were projected to
good.
Finish last.
No, absolutely good.
I think Texas Rangers manager did an outstanding job because no one
you know what?
No one talked about him. And this guy.
Bannister? He's
yeah.
very good.
Why didn't they bring him up? And he's got a point. I hate the Cardinals, but he's got a point. Their manager deserves some hype.
Look, if he's
Let
not going to win
something.
It in a year, Jim, where they win 100 games and they lose their ace and they don't play with their big bat, if he's not going to win it in that year, he's never going to win it.
Now, there's the expectations.
Well,
that's
but
what
here's
it is.
The here's the deal, and this is what irritates me. Okay, we give way too much credit to these coaches for dealing with these quote unquote prima donnas. You know, well, nobody else could get it done in Chicago, and he got them in. They finished any other year for the last how many years? They wouldn't even made the goddamn playoffs. They wouldn't even made it.
Another credit to him. What he's saying right now about Matheny. How about having a lineup that doesn't even hit home runs? They're earning each, earning each run.
Yes.
Chicago,
it's a softball.
You got
park.
A typhoon that hits the ball. You get a pop up and the damn thing flies out. I'm saying to you right now, how much credit as a manager do you get for a guy that just hitting balls out of the park when you got a guy like Matheny? I'm telling you right now, you got a lineup that's not intimidating,
and
he's bringing them home.
And I want to say that I think managing to some degree is there's a little too – the players have to play, right?
They have to
play. So good for, the Grichiks of the world stepping up when they had their opportunities, good for Peralta. You know, the Cardinals ran that thing where they were hot and cold and they won games. But the reality of it is – that requires managing when you're putting in that many moving parts. Okay, pretty much, this guy rolled out a lineup, right?
Yeah.
Now, but listen, I'm not saying he's not a good manager. I'm not saying that at all. But he has a guy who's been a good pitcher that the last 2 years has been dominant. They sign a guy to, $150 million in Lester?
Yep.
So, I mean, don't give me this bullshit about how he – what did he do?
think it was 250, actually. I think it was 25.
What did he do? He filled out a lineup card every day, turned it in, said, go play, boys.
Hey, I bet you the Cardinals would love to have rolled Arrieta and Lester out every day.
I'll tell you what, though. I think the award's overrated. You know, Matt Williams won it last year and was fired this season. I mean,
well, there you go.
There's a lot of them that have been fired within 2 years of winning the award.
I think what Jimbo's saying is just the recognition would have been nice. I mean, just him. And the GM for Chicago, God bless him. That's the guy that
There you go.
Theo Epstein.
Well, yes. Theo's technically president.
Well, yeah, but that what?
Yeah, but he's the one that's going out and getting all these guys and bringing them in. And that's the guy that I think that should get all the pub here.
Yes, if you want to give Executive of the Year award to Theo Epstein, then
I'm
give
fine,
it to him.
I'm fine
and here's
no,
the
I'm
thing. Okay, so here's the thing then. Let's go back to my argument. So Theo Epstein gives Madden everything he needs to succeed.
Everything.
I think we would all agree, and God love the Cardinals because they're my favorite team, Mozeliak did jack shit from Athena.
That's my problem with the organization. And you guys get on me about not loving the Cardinals.
And that's just another credit to the manager.
That's my point.
The business model they have here.
So, you know what? You've lost your aces. You've lost all this stuff. You know what we're going to do? And, you know, and he did do well. We're going to turn back to Jaime and see what he can give us. Which, you know what? Hey.
Wasn't
kumbaya.
Bad.
No, very good. Okay. Yeah. Great.
What are you doing
spot
the playoffs,
start
though?
This. Tyler. Hey, I understand.
It's
100
games is what we're saying.
Hang on.
100's a big number.
Okay. But you know what? We have no power. We have no. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you Brandon Moss.
Yeah. There you go.
Here you go.
Brandon
Here's
Moss.
Your answer. You
got left-handed softball.
Here's your answer.
For you.
Horrible.
Here's your answer.
So, Jimbo, let me ask you this real
terrible.
Quick.
Terrible.
Looking at this season, the Cardinal, you know, Lackey is probably going to leave. You add Wayne.
Where's Lackey going? Who the hell wants Lackey? Oh, he'll go to Cincinnati.
Yeah, you know what?
For all the old
shit.
He
is an example of... You know what? He does well, not great, and now he's such a fit for everybody. Here's the problem. He's a fit because he's not a – this is the economics
he
now.
Eats innings.
And he's not a long-term commitment.
It's going to be a two-year deal.
It's more about that. Teams would rather take a guy
a
that they
point.
Only got to pay 2 or 3 years than
pay – $30 million over 2 years,
that's
Jimbo?
That's a great point.
Yeah, he'll get – oh, but, hey, listen, if he would take $30 million over 2 years with no option on a third – you'd have teams lined up to take him.
Did you see Daniel Murphy turn down his qualifying offer of $15.4
million? He's an idiot.
Yeah, he really is. And I bought into everything Jimbo said at the end.
No, listen. Here, and I'm not saying he's an idiot financially. And that was poor language on my point.
He turned down $15
million? No, for 1 year. No, you know, he should have turned that down. He's going to get a multi-year deal. That's not my point. My point is somebody's going to overpay for that guy.
Yep.
You can line up the guys that are going to get, but that happens every year.
I read something that
I would rather overspend and get the guy that with the track record. Give me David Price. Give me Greinke.
And to this point, well, everyone in St. Louis, I'm a big Reds fan, but I'm telling you, everyone in St. Louis, well, I don't want to pay that much for Albert Pujols. Yeah. Albert Pujols. I don't think I want to. You're not paying shit.
No,
you're not paying shit
because people.
They're not.
We're
back to this. We're back to this, and you've infuriated me just like you did with Jackie Smith. This town, because of a 48-hour stretch, is ready to give $22 to $25 million a year to Jason Hayward.
And you know why they're ready, though, Jimbo?
For 10 years, and they let the greatest player walk away for the same. Money.
There's a reason that both of those things happen. Because the media is so in bed with the organization here.
You're right.
That they spin it.
He's right.
People are saying, everybody was like, oh, we can't give Pujols that much money. The Cardinals can't do that. That cripples your organization. That's what the media was saying. So the fan base gets on board.
Right,
with it.
Yeah.
There's now the media is saying, you can't let Hayward go. Hayward's
no,
a
they're not. That's where you're
player.
Wrong. Have you read any of the stuff? There's a lot of the media guys going, this thing's getting to a price point now where it's probably a bad. No, you're wrong.
More than not. Well, from what I've seen, and
the media guys have said
all of them are saying Hayward needs to go.
No, they're saying that Hayward is probably going to price himself out of the Cardinals. Once again, they're back to this. They're back to defending the Cardinals and their
what's the price at?
That's
what
you
are
saying.
Correct. No. He's saying now they've changed it and they need to sign him no matter what it costs.
They were
saying
$22 million when it was around $22 million. Everybody was on board for them signing him at that point in time.
They were saying they need to get creative and find a way to sign him.
I don't know how it's their money. It's their money.
It's not.
Jimbo kicked back. He told me about this. He kicked back with a hockey guy. I'll tell the story. Yeah, please do. This is a great story. Make a couple minutes out of this. Yeah, don't prolong it.
No. My wife, my wife worked for the St. Louis Blues for about 9 years, and it was during the Bill Lorre era. And I was at a Christmas party, and I go to a table and sit by myself. I'm eating some snacks and having a drink, and guy comes and sits next to me, and I have a feeling it's Bill Lorre, and you know he's got the sport coat and the hat, which was his famous thing, right? And he looks like him, and I'm like, that's got to be him, unless he's got some clonies that like to dress like this. So he engages in conversation. Hey, how are you? This and that. He goes, do you work here? And I said, well, no, my wife does. And he introduced himself as Bill Lorre. So I said, well, it's very nice to meet you. Appreciate, you know, and I'm a huge hockey fan. You guys know
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
And I had said to him, I said, I appreciate your passion for these Blues, because he did. He spent the money. He gave them carte blanche. I appreciated that. At the time, the big topic was he was trying to actively seek an NBA team. The media in this town bent over backwards to put there that they just didn't think it would work. It was a waste of money. It was all had the to T.O.'s credit, and where he was going earlier, I think, was had the people believing it wouldn't work. Okay, so I asked him. I said, "Hey, you know what's your thoughts on can it work? I know you really want to do this." He goes, "Well, you know, I'm a huge basketball guy. I love hockey. I'm becoming a more hockey fan every day, but I love basketball." And I said, yeah, but do you really think it can work here? He goes, you know, that's a great question. He goes, I get asked it all the time, and my question back is, why do you care? It's my money.
It's my money.
It isn't going to cost you anything. If it doesn't work, it's my money.
Yeah. Simple.
I love to hear that. Now.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yes. Simple.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Now, on that same note, it is his money. He can spend it however he wants, just like it's Bill DeWitt's money. He can spend it however he wants, and the reality of it is he's had success. But is he going to look back on this stretch of making the playoffs every year and not winning a bunch of World Series and go, you know what? All I needed to do was spend another $10 million on the salary, and we may get over that hump and win two or three more World Championships. What's important to you at the end of the day, I guess? The fans want to win World Championships. These guys are also running a business, though.
Do they want to win World Championships?
Fans?
Fans do, yes. No, see, here's me. I'd like it if they did, but what I've really enjoyed about the past 20 years is the hometown team winning 90 to 100 games a year.
Look at San Francisco.
That's what I've enjoyed.
They don't even make the playoffs, and they win the World Series.
I know. I mean, I don't really want to be on that yo-yo cycle.
Well,
give me a couple of World Series appearances, and you know, I know we'll win one or so.
San Francisco is royalty. I mean, these guys are expected to be up there.
Yeah, no. Well, they should be. They should be.
I have some breaking news.
Oh boy, here we go.
There's just been
what salacious scandal just happened?
Just popped up.
Can you hear that? Can we get the typewriter thing?
There is a sex tape out there with Shakira and Gerard Piqué.
It's out there now.
It's being shot.
Download it quickly, man, before they pull it off.
Shakira. She won't balloon up.
She's hot, man. Are you kidding me? That's the hottest.
I'm saying she is very good looking, and she will not be.
I thought you were being sarcastic here.
Well, no, she dances every day.
Yeah, her hips don't lie.
So, guys,
her hips don't lie.
Big sports movie coming up here next Thursday.
Oh, I can't wait to watch this. I cannot wait to watch this.
It's going
to
be good.
Which one is it?
Creed.
Oh, Creed. Yeah,
I can't wait. Honest to God, no bullshit aside, I can't wait to watch this. And you know what? In this movie too, I don't think he's met his dad. I think his dad's died before he meets him.
Oh, that would be impossible.
Why?
She
carried him down.
No, she wasn't pregnant when he died.
No, yeah. She was not pregnant when
he passed. That's what the trailer said.
Really? If you go back and watch Rocky 1, she wasn't. There was no baby bump at the time. And
Rocky 1?
Rocky 2, Rocky 3, she wasn't pregnant in any of those.
Rocky Four,
and Rocky Four is when he dies.
Yeah. I know, not pregnant in that either. The wife, the
how
wife,
the hell you know?
The wife was at the fight. The wife
how do you
was
know?
Do you think they're going to constantly be humping?
Maybe she just
that could have happened. There's no baby bump though when she's.
Do you know
in
how
Vegas.
He could have just?
Did you,
had
hang on.
Her.
Yeah, did you take health?
I understand.
There's not like they don't.
Saying,
you don't.
Yeah, don't go to his clinic.
Yeah.
There's no baby bump in Rocky IV when she is walking into.
So we need a baby bump for a movie to come out 30 years
right?
later.
You had children.
Wait.
Was there a baby bump the day after?
Even if she had a baby bump, why couldn't she still have this baby?
I'm saying that's if you're saying.
No, don't you remember in Rocky IV when he dies, she stands up and throw the towel. She obviously doesn't.
No, I understand that. But even if she had a bump, how?
It would show that she was pregnant.
And then you would say
that he didn't meet the never met his dad then because he was pregnant. He died then.
But I'm saying to you that the trailer said. I hope this is a trailer.
Yes, hold on.
Find that damn thing real quick.
Okay, well, he's finding that. The reality of it is this is a great show, and I think the whole Rocky thing, even though one or two of the movies everybody may have had an issue.
The last one, Rocky Balboa.
But it's the story. Everybody loves the story.
Here's the story.
For this. I'm so excited.
These boys coming here, they got to fight for life.
Yeah.
People die in the ring. Your daddy died in the ring.
I don't know him. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
I'm jacked up already at this point.
That's Vince Howard from Friday Night Lights, folks.
Hold on.
It's not a choice for me. Every punch I ever thrown has been on my own. Nobody showed me how to do this. I'm ready.
Hey,
I'm ready.
This sounds to me. Wait a minute.
I'm in.
Hang on. This sounds to me like maybe. He wasn't part of the family. Like, he might have been an illegitimate kid.
Oh, absolutely not. What the hell are you
talking about?
Why are you
trying to
always make another story?
I don't know him. I don't know him. Nobody taught me how to do anything.
His dad died in the ring.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it. Not him. I'm saying maybe it was with another woman.
I don't care.
Well,
I'm jacked.
That's what I'm saying.
When I saw this trailer, I got excited. Right, I got to tell you.
Right, where are you putting your money? Hang on.
Adonis Johnson is his name. So when it's billed...
I can't believe we're having an argument over a fictitious character.
They refer to him as Adonis Johnson, not Adonis Creed.
Yeah, see, there you go. I'm telling you, I'm onto something here.
So maybe he takes on the Creed name at some point.
It's another one.
Maybe so. All I know is this.
Creed had an affair, put it in the presses.
I know the first Rocky was a great movie. John O'Jim. I know it was a great movie.
One of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
For me...
Right.
I loved Rocky 2.
Great.
I loved Rocky 3. I loved Rocky 4. As weird as it was, I loved Rocky 4.
I think it epitomized the white guy in the ring. That's what I think it was all about the blue collar guy that could take on. We used Rocky and we used Miracle on Ice as our movies that pumped us up before a football game.
And here's another thing too, that from the movie side of it. How many part twos are terrible?
They're horrible.
I like part two better than the first. Godfather Part Two, fantastic.
We couldn't wait for Rocky Two.
Yeah. So is that the best sports series ever as far as movies?
It's gotta be, man.
Well, series. I mean, how many?
It's a franchise for sure.
Well, because how many sports movies have multiple?
There was a Slapshot Two.
Get out of here. Shut him up, boy.
Get out of here.
Someone pull the microphone.
Everybody, the Mighty Ducks.
Get out of here
for
Mighty Ducks.
I'm going to put the foil on here and smack the piss out of you.
He's off.
You're out of here.
We're all going to wait in line like the movie Airplane.
The Mighty Ducks.
Go ahead and talk.
Yeah, here. Raise your hand.
Isn't it going to be like Airplane where everyone's waiting with a racquetball, bat and
tennis? What kind of numbers do you think it'll do?
I think it's good because there's nothing good right now.
This Michael B. Jordan's kind of a big story. You know, he did the Marvel Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
He was from Friday Night Lights.
Never heard of him.
Well, that's the thing. He's kind of got a big following, and Friday Night Lights was a huge show.
Friday Night Lights. Who's this?
It was a TV series.
Is this got anything to do with Creed?
He was in it. he was a star of the show.
That's all we're talking about here. I don't give a shit about
I'm
these.
Just saying he
I
has
don't
a
know
big
who
audience.
The hell you're talking about or whatever. I think everyone that's
idiot.
Grown up
you're,
with
you're
Rocky One, Rocky One, are excited to see this, and
that's
we don't
what
give
I'm
a
saying.
We don't give a shit about your Michelangelo whatever that played on the Friday Night Lights. We don't give a shit. Dude,
he has a huge audience that's going to watch this too. That's going.
We don't care about his audience. Again,
oh
once you
God.
Go again, MMA, boxing fans, fighting
oh.
fans
oh, yeah.
are
I
going
guarantee
to
I know more about boxing than you.
Pay-per-view.
I guarantee
pay-per-view
I know more about boxing
is going
than
to be more
Let's talk about
than
boxing,
the
right?
MMA.
No.
The,
we're
let's
talking
talk
about
MMA.
Boxing. We're talking about Creed. I'm jacked up for this. And here, but can you? I would love it. I know it's hokey.
To pop God, him?
Yes. That's but how good would Creed be if Clubber Lang and Drago somehow made cameos?
Oh, Drago's dead.
What? Drago's not
There's
dead.
No way he's still alive.
Dolph Lundgren is alive.
No, Dolph's alive, but I'm just talking about the character.
Oh, so wait a minute. Hang on. So you think
you
when he lost the Rocky and he gave it to the Parliament there.
Oh, yeah. The Politburo.
So they killed him afterwards.
Thanks, we're not good for Ivan Drago.
So again, he just debated the fictitious birth.
Jono's our political historian.
I think it was the demise of the Russian federations and so forth. And I think he went on to go coach somewhere in Latvia or something like this.
Maybe Kazakhstan with Golovkin?
Absolutely not. This guy was completely blonde-haired dude, so I'm thinking he's an Estonian, Latvian type of. Mm-hmm. He's from St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
So he went on and coached the rest of his life. And it would be interesting just to see him just come out and give a thumbs up to Rocky, and the Rocky just smiles at him. And
I break you.
What about Clubber Lang? Do you think he's got one somewhere?
Hey, we did it. Creed.
Yeah, we did it, man.
What do you got? Clubber Lang?
What if they sent...
Your dad would have been really proud of you.
What if Rock had to send Creed, this kid, to Drago to train him, and then he spars...
You're going to take a good movie and make it hokey.
He spars against Clubber Lang.
You're going to make it hokey now.
Yeah, he just made it.
Yeah, let's
jump
beat
the shark.
It.
I just need to see Mr. T again. Right.
Do you think... Is there a flashback?
I think he's dead.
Do you think there is a flashback to the Drago fight in this?
What?
Is there a will there be a flashback
to
the Apollo
Creed
Drago fight?
I think so.
There has to be.
I think
you're going to have that. And there's got to be a flashback with him talking to Rocky, too.
Running on the beach. That'll be hugging on the beach.
I can't wait to see my kid one day. And that's my goal, to be in his corner one day, Rocky. That would be a great thing, too, for this movie.
Hey,
that'd
look
be
at awesome. Mr. T, man. He looks good.
He looks good.
60-something years old.
He
look
looks
at him.
Like the dog on Bounty Hunter.
He does not.
He looks like a black dog.
No. Look at
a
him,
a black
man.
Dog, the Bounty
hey,
Hunter.
Hey, let me tell you something. You hope you look this good when you're 63.
Why is he wearing a pin around his neck?
He's doing the guy that wore the clock. What's his name?
Flava.
He's doing Flava. Look, man, look at this dude in these overalls with this axe. You hope you look that good when you're 63. That's all I can say.
I don't think I even fit in that overall.
He's doing a show
called... I look
like
Hillbilly Jim.
Hey, this is great, though. Do you guys know this? He is doing a show called I Pity the Tool.
I love it. I met the dude once. It was sensational. It was everything you could hope for.
All right, give our last plug out here. Let's end
this
damn thing.
Any events this weekend sports-wise?
Hell yeah, college football. There are big teams going down. Big teams going...
Who cares?
Well, you don't, because you don't know anything.
Top
about college
five.
Sports.
Who we got? Any upset specials?
This is Oklahoma.
Oklahoma on the upset?
I like them to beat Baylor.
Who cares? There's a backup quarterback. Oklahoma's the most overrated thing going right now.
Well, you know what? They did beat TCU, though.
With that a backup quarterback.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. That Big 12 is a complete flop anyway.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Who's Oklahoma play this weekend?
I thought they had Baylor.
They play TCU. They just played Baylor.
They just played Baylor. Yeah. They beat Baylor.
Anyway, someone big's going down. And I love it.
Yeah, all right.
So I love it.
Real quick question.
I'll take the favorites. That's real tough.
Is the favorites were 3-9 in the NFL last weekend or something?
Well, they're
like
due.
I mean,
they're
college
due.
Football dipshit.
Would you,
Captain dipshit?
Is there any chance at North Carolina, if they win out, they have one loss, they beat Clemson in the ACC championship game?
Why not? We're in the same scenario as Missouri last year with winning the SEC East.
It's the exact same scenario.
So you know that's definitely doable. Hey. Anyway, what do you guys got going at? Anything?
Pre-Thanksgiving weekend, one of my favorite weekends of the year.
What the hell for?
They got to kill the turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we get to strangle the turkey.
All right.
I mean, that's always fun.
I don't eat turkey. Second cousin to a buzzard,
what?
I always say.
Second cousin?
That's Les Nunes' grandpa.
Who
told me
the
that.
Hell doesn't eat turkey?
Listener Les's grandpa told me that one time. I said, yeah, I went over there on just Thanksgiving night, Les and I, and he says, you hungry? And I'm like, you know, I am kind of hungry. He says, I hope you don't like turkey. And I said, I actually don't like turkey. I ate ham. He goes, that's all we eat here. I said, no turkey on Thanksgiving. He said, nope. Second cousin to a buzzard.
You're un-American.
The night before Thanksgiving is the biggest party night in the U.S.
Really?
Maybe next Tuesday we could all tell a story, one of our good stories of the night before Thanksgiving.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Coming up,
what you got on the Ocho Man behind the eight ball?
Oh, we're going to have a good show here, and we're going to have Nick and Armand and Chris, our production guy, and it should be a real good one, and we're having that That show on Saturday, folks, not Friday. So
look for pushing it back a day.
Yeah,
huh?
Look for Jono. Yeah.
That
for
Nick of Time show we have going. Not to interrupt. That Nick of Time show. That's something else. You guys might
Nick
give
of
that a
Time.
Listen.
And I told him. You know, I told Nick. I said, you got to focus in on one subject. I start getting into one subject. Next thing you know, you're moving on. You're drifting all over the place. I said, keep focus on one because we want to hear this shit.
I'd love to sit down with Nick and just. Really
I
want to
sit down with Nick and get
brain.
Stoned. Now that's what I would.
Can
really
you imagine
like
the
do.
Conspiracies that had come
oh,
up on that?
God, aliens be popping in.
And don't forget, a new edition of Chasing Pucks with Panger will be making its way
oh my God,
to a desktop
a
near you.
Show.
If you have not listened to the first edition, you need to. And if you haven't liked them on Facebook, followed them on Twitter, you need to. Chasing Pucks with Panger. It is awesome. Kelly Chase, Darren Pang. There you go. For my man, T.O., for Jimbo,
what,
for John.
No Audible / .com?
I already read it twice. We're good. All right, good. What, all do you want me to tell you about another book?
No, beat it.
No, it's time for you to beat it, all right?
All right, guys.
We're out of here. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next time here on Not So Fast.
See ya.
Take care.
Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production. Find us online at notsofastpodcast.com. Plus on iTunes, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Get every LMG podcast now at lineupmediagroup.com.